And here's our South Florida Arts Beat Entertainment Calendar. And we welcome back Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Government Affairs for the Cultural Council of Palm Beach County. Marilyn, how's life these days?
Life's good. Life's good, Ed. How about you?
Good, good, good. Thank goodness. And I bet there's a lot going on in Palm Beach County.
There is always a lot going on in Palm Beach County. For example, this weekend, Palm Beach Photographic Center has an amazing exhibition. You can take in some of the world's most arresting photos when you visit Best of Photojournalism. It's a festival, August 8th and 9th. It features work by the National Press Photographers Association, which is the largest alliance of professional visual journalists in the world. And there were over 35,000 entries this year. The center's hoping that this will become an annual event. And on Friday, they're having a little opening party. And then all day Saturday, they're going to have a series of panel discussions that they really hope will connect the public with these photojournalists. So it's a very interesting sort of participatory kind of exhibition this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you love the hit television show Salem, you're going to love what's on tap at the Maltz Jupiter Theater. You can really go back to the source material to see The Crucible, which opens on August 16th. There's only one performance. But The Crucible is featuring local students ages 12 through 17 who have spent their summer at the Maltz participating in this free summer mentorship program. So since there's only one performance, it's the kind of thing where you want to go out and get your tickets now. On August 11th, Il Circolo and the Mission Chamber Orchestra of Rome will team up to present Summerfest at the Doubletree by Hilton on PGA Boulevard. The concert will be a complete Italian experience with the Prosecco pre-concert reception where you can meet the musicians and then enjoy the concert afterwards. The Kravis Center has just announced their 23rd season. And it's going to be a really exciting season. This year you're going to be able to hear and see Audra McDonald, Joshua Bell, Boss Gags, Tony Bennett on Valentine's Day.
Love them.
Oh, who doesn't? Diana Krall and Dave Mason.
Love her.
Oh, I know. For something a little bit different, you can go down to the Colony Hotel on Friday night starting at about 9:30 in the Polo Lounge and listen to hits from Motown of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with a band called Memory Lane. They perform music from The Temptations, The Supremes, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, you name it. There's still a lot of theater going on this summer in August at the Plaza Theater in Manalapan. There's a musical tribute to Fanny Bryce, Eddie Cantor, and Al Jolson. So you can go in, tap your feet to some of those old classics that everyone loves. And at the Lake Worth Playhouse, they have their Summer Stars children's performance on August 8th. The Crest Theater in Delray Beach, they have a really interesting production starting on August 21st. It's called Pass It On, An Evening with Bill W. and Dr. Bob. And these are the guys that co-founded Alcoholics Anonymous. And the play is an inspirational and often hilarious story about the discovery of the 12-step program that has transformed so many lives. It's a limited engagement, and it's the production's third year of touring in North America. And, of course, it's always great to go over to the Norton for Art After Dark. It's going on all summer long, every Thursday night from 5 to 9 p.m. And you go, you hear great music, there's great people watching, there's curator conversations, there's a DJ, and this Thursday there'll be a scavenger hunt. And for North County, the Jupiter Inlet Lighthouse and Museum on August 9th, they're going to have a moonrise tour. This is a great way to see the spectacular evening view of a full moon from the top of the tower. The tour takes about an hour, maybe a little bit more, and it's a little warm outside, so it's good to bring some water with you when you're going up all those steps. And also because it's summer, it's a great time of year to really enjoy some of the gardens that you find with our arts institutions. So, for example, the Society of the Four Arts, which is just over the Royal Park Bridge in Palm Beach, there is the beautiful sculpture gardens originally designed as an outdoor museum that showcase works of art, and as well as lush tropical landscaping. And it's really become a popular destination for art and nature lovers. There's 16 notable bronze sculptures from a variety of artists, and there's a new addition, a piece by the iconic pop artist who did those blocks of love that you saw everywhere called King Parrot. So it's a wonderful place to spend a little time. You know, it's cool in there, and it's just beautiful. And finally, one more sculpture garden, just to kind of even it out with North and South County, is the Boca Raton Museum of Art has a beautiful sculpture garden. It's a great place to kind of go from the luxurious cool of the museum's interior outside and sit on a couple of benches and take a look at some beautiful art and just be happy that you're alive.
Marilyn, where can we find out more information about these and other events in Palm Beach County?
Please go to palmbeachcounty.com/events.
And that's the ever-informative Ms. Marilyn Bauer, Director of Marketing and Government Affairs for the Cultural Council of Palm Beach County. Marilyn, have a great weekend.
You too.
Well, I had an enjoyable morning, I must say, attending the superintendent's opening of schools address at the beautiful Miami Senior High School, I believe the first senior high school in Miami-Dade County. 1902, I think, was the initial date it was built. And as an employee of the Miami-Dade Public School System, I was thoroughly delighted by the whole event. The Diamond Chorus sang beautifully. The Miami Senior High School Jazz Band really swung with marvelous jazz standards. Of course, the school board members were there, and the president of the Miami-Dade County Council of PTA and PTSAs was there, Mr. Joseph Jabara. And, of course, our superintendent of Miami-Dade County Public Schools, Florida's superintendent, and the National Superintendent of the Year, Mr. Alberto Carvalho, gave a magnificent speech. And he included the thought, an education with no arts is no education. And to hear that during his speech and his wonderful commitment to educating kids about the arts in all of their diversity was just so wonderful to hear. Bravo, Superintendent Carvalho. Bravo, sir. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our beautiful website at WLRN.org for more information. That's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we certainly did. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Judith Bishop, Norman Van Aken, and Marilyn Bauer. Call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.